And I now have Eivind Bell from Blossom Ireland. Hello, Eivind, how are you?
I'm very good, Noel. Good morning.
Good morning. And to let people know that people can look up blossomireland.ie for all information on Blossom Ireland and also about the thing we're going to be talking about now. You're having a Better Together video. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, Better Together is an annual video competition where charities can put together a 2-minute video saying why we are better together. And how it works then is you post your video up on the Better Together website and you ask people to vote for you. And the top 10 organisations with the most number of votes then get shortlisted and go before a panel of judges. And then, obviously, based on the judging, the one they deem to be the best is the winner. And the prize is €1,000, which obviously would be fantastic, but it's also a huge amount of exposure, particularly for a charity the size of ours. So We've been live on their website for the last couple of weeks. People are voting. We're in 7th place at the moment on the top 10 leaderboard. But we're just hanging in there. So there's almost 3 weeks still left to vote. So I suppose what we're looking for today and for the next couple of weeks is people to vote for us and make sure we remain in the top 10.
OK, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. I just want you to give people an idea of Blossom Ireland, and your motto is helping special children grow. Where it came from, it's relatively a young organisation.
Yes, no, that's right. We're just over 3 years in existence, and what our main focus is providing therapy-led camps and after-school activities for children with an intellectual disability aged between 8 and 14 years. So we've literally, we run camps during the summer. We had a camp last week when the children were off for the Halloween midterm. We also have started an after-school activity, a yoga class. We started that in September. So we're growing, bit by bit. The first 2 years we focused mostly on the summer camps, and now, as I say, we're trying to spread our services. Because these children don't have much choice when it comes to after school. When they have no school, there's very little for them out there that's really suitable and appropriate for them.
Yeah, and when you started, like, it was because, I suppose, of lack of other services that were there, which is probably even worse 3 years down the road.
Yeah, it is. As you know, Noel, I'm a mum myself to Rory, who's now 11, and well, the services are less. Rory and the other kids, we used to look after children up to the age of 12. Now it's up to 14, and they're hitting those teenage years, which are difficult for any child. And it's important that they're kept occupied and, you know, doing things that they enjoy and that they're really engaged in. And I suppose that's our whole focus now as well, is to try and adapt our services as our children grow.
Are you getting any funding at all, Eivind?
No, we're still funded 100% by fundraising and donations. We have applied for a few things, but we're still waiting to hear.
Okay, yeah.
It takes a while.
As I, well, I said, 3 years further down the road, I mean, the chances are slim, but we keep hoping, I suppose, that things are...
Yeah, exactly. I suppose, you mean, you'd hope they'd stand up to the plate, because we are providing a service that nobody else is providing, and it's a very much needed service. So we're still hopeful that we will get funding at some point.
Well, I've always said that to people that volunteers and people that have set up organisations like yourself and who do it self-sufficiently should get all the help they can, because down the road it saves money in the long run, and like, the way they don't see that, have the foresight to see that in those in power, I just don't, will never understand. So there you go, I'm probably as bewildered as you are. Now this says, people have to do it between now and November the 20th, so people more or less 3 weeks to do this, and you want them to link it to all the friends and colleagues as well.
Exactly, and you can vote once a day, so you can every 24 hours you can vote. The link is available up on our own website on the homepage, so that's probably the easiest way to find it. So if you go to our website, blossomireland.ie, literally on the homepage there is a link. You just click on that link, and if you're in a hurry, you don't even have to watch our video, but it is only 2 minutes, and if you do have time, I would recommend that people do watch it, because the I suppose the theme of it is, as the programme says, Better Together, and what the video shows is how we achieve what we do through the help of everyone. So it shows some of our volunteers, it shows some of our fundraising events, and obviously most importantly then it shows the kids when they're attending some of our camps as well. And it really in essence just gives, in those 2 minutes, it gives a very good feel for what we are about and what we do. And I suppose you see the happy faces and the result of the work we do. But as I say, if you don't have the 2 minutes to spare, you literally have to click on it, vote the once, and just if people could think to do that as often as possible between now and the 20th of November, we'd be really, really grateful.
And the 10 organisations, obviously you're going to get more than 10. So how do you work that out?
How do you mean?
Have I got that wrong?
No, it's the there's a few hundred organisations that have put up videos at this stage. So it's the 10 organisations with the most votes get shortlisted then to go before a panel of judges.
Okay. It's a lot of work. It sounds like there was a lot of work put into this, Aveen, if you don't mind me saying so.
There has been a lot of work, and we've had, I'd just like to thank Donal Canavan, who's a volunteer, who's put the video together for us. Donal's a media graduate, and he has come to lots of our events throughout the year with this video in mind, and he put a lot of work and effort into it there before we went live. So it's thanks to his efforts as well that we have this. But I think it's a great way, as I say, you know, for people to get the message about what we're doing. And hopefully, as I say, it's not just the €1,000, but already we see that this is helping to create a lot of awareness. And it's reminding people, I suppose, as well, of what we are about.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose on top of that as well, Aveen, you're showing people that they can do it for themselves. If there's nothing in their area, in any part of the country, now that we have the internet, people can see it and say, oh, well, we could do that down in Carlow or Wicklow or wherever they may live. That is something they could do.
That's right.
Okay, well, give us all the details again before I let you go. And as I say, it's running up to the 20th. You have to do it between now and November the 20th.
Exactly. So if you go to our own website, which is blossomireland.ie, and on the homepage, that'll bring you straight to our homepage. And on the homepage, on the right-hand side, you'll see there's a link straight into our video on the Better Together website. And there's a voting button. If you have time, watch the two-minute video. If not, the most important thing is to vote for us anyway.
Okay, good luck with that. Incidentally, fundraising, it's obviously getting harder and harder. How often do you have to do it within the year?
Fundraising is ongoing with us, Noel, and I have to say we're still very lucky in that there is still a huge amount of people coming to us with ideas for fundraising events. Maybe I'll just mention while I'm talking, November 17th, we, in partnership with Raheny Business Association, we'll be turning on the Christmas tree lights in the village here in Raheny, and the Business Association have very kindly allowed us to use that as a platform for a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So if people are doing nothing that Sunday between 3 and 4pm, we're going to have carol singers, we'll have the Dublin All-Stars marching band, we're going to have some Christmas stalls, there's going to be mulled wine, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. And then at 4 o'clock, my son Rory and Orla, my co-founder, her son Max, will turn on the Christmas tree lights. So it'll be a good start, hopefully, to the festive season. But again, that's just an example of how the community have come behind us and really support us. And thankfully, that's coming to us still all the time. And the fundraising, while obviously there's a lot of work involved in it, it's still very positive.
So obviously, as the year, three years as it's going on with the support, it enhances your optimism. I mean, I don't know what way you were feeling when you were starting. Is this going to work? But it seems
absolutely
to be.
Absolutely. And in the beginning, you kind of know that there's going to be a flush of enthusiasm for the work you do. So we've worked very hard to try and I suppose, maintain that and to keep people aware of how their money helps us. And the money that's raised is used to pay the staff that work directly with the children. And apart from that, we try and use volunteers as much as possible. And our overall cost at the end of the year, we spend 7% only on overheads and marketing and all of that. So 93% of money raised goes directly to help provide the services for the children. And I think people like to know that they know that the money that they're donating or that they're helped raise is being used wisely, and it's not just being used in overheads or, other stuff as well.
Well, I think a lot of the people around you are like yourself. I remember when I met you in the 3 years when at the genesis of this, and you were full of enthusiasm, and it seems to be that's gaining momentum as well, Aveen.
It absolutely
if you don't
is,
mind me saying
and it's so,
so
I suppose, refreshing and reassuring for us, and really motivates us to continue what we're doing because people are encouraging and supporting us so much, and we're very, very thankful and very grateful for that.
Okay, Aveen, thank you very much for talking to us, and I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Note.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And that's, of course, Aveen Bell there with Blossom Ireland. You can look up blossomireland.ie for all the information on that. And just have a look. You've got up to the 20th of November to cast your vote.